Amazon CEO Jeffrey Bezos purchased the Washington Post this week for $250 million. Yesterday, we noted that this is the end of an era for the celebrated Graham family, which has owned the Post for nearly a century. Today, we note another chapter in a new era. Alan D. Mutter is a media consultant and former newspaper editor, joins us now. Alan, welcome.
Hello.
So the new era would be, what does a billionaire, internet savvy individual like Jeff Bezos plan to do with The Washington Post? And there have already been some successes online with print publications. But where can Bezos take this, do you think?
Well, of course, we don't know exactly what he's going to do. And he has said publicly anyway that he's not quite sure either. But it seems very clear that the future for most media will be in digital consumption, whether it's radio, newspaper, or television. And I think that Bezos, as the first true digital native to own a newspaper company, I think he's going to take the newspaper in new directions.
And let's separate newspaper from the Washington Post / Washington, D.C. brand. I mean, in some sense, it's really not about a newspaper here. It's about creating a platform for all things Washington that would have Washington Post at the head, but would utilize the Kindle, would utilize other kinds of media platforms. I mean, the world is Bezos's oyster here, it would seem, with Washington as the brand.
Yes. Well, you're absolutely right. When we talk about newspaper, we tend to think about the print artifact. When I talk about a newspaper, I really mean a newspaper company. And that means somebody who has a certain franchise, a certain brand, archives, staffing, relationships with advertisers who make it possible to publish on whatever media platform makes sense for that market. So indeed, the Washington Post of the future, as it is today, really, will be available in probably every conceivable platform, Kindle, iPad, smartphone, smart TV someday soon. So I think that Bezos will definitely be following the thread of where consumers go. And what he knows more than anybody else in the publishing business, he knows a lot about consumers. He knows how they buy, how they sell, how they think. He understands not only where technology is today, but where it's going to go into the future. He certainly understands the behavior of readers on things like Kindles and other mobile devices. So he's going to be able to put together his understanding of consumers and marketers and technology to reconstrue and rethink how a newspaper company behaves in the future. Print probably is part of the equation in the near term. In the long term, maybe not every day of the week, and maybe in the very long term, never at all.
Although people's hunger for political news is unmatched by other platforms of content, it seems to me. I mean, celebrities maybe compete with the politics. You can't do this with the Des Moines Register or the Miami Herald. Bezos would have no interest in those trying to climb into his head here versus Washington, where the interest and the content channel is clear.
Yeah, the Washington Post has a big decision to make about how big its mission is going to be and what it wants to be. On the one hand, it is the predominant metropolitan newspaper in the Washington, D.C. market, the neighboring communities in Virginia and to a certain degree into Maryland. So it behaves like a metro paper like the Des Moines Register or the Boston Globe. On the other hand, as you've noted, it also happens to be the hometown paper of the capital of the free world. And so government politics and all of the big national stories that we tend to think about when we think about Washington, that becomes very fruitful. If they try to serve both masters, be both a terrific local newspaper and also a terrific national, international brand, that is a very big mission. It's possible, but it really requires a deep think about which way they want to push the brand.
Bezos is a deep thinker. He's one click away from the White House. Alan Mutter is a media consultant and a former newspaper editor. Thanks so much, Alan.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.